Okay. So I'm mainly going to use Blackboard because I love Blackboard, and it's a pity that I can. Yes, I know it's a movie, but I will start by some simulation just to motivate. I mean, after the talk of Jean-Pierre, I will attempt to say, can we do hearts with PDEs? And then I will start with some simulation about it. But this is a little bit provocative title because basically what I'm doing here, I mean, it's a work that I'm doing since at least 4 years, 4 or 6 years with Charles. Write a name. So with Charles Tresser, who is now in IBM, in New York. And there are some other people involved, student Christophe Riera, and now postdoc Chiara Antonolio. So the question we are interested in is to try to make some progress of the mathematical understanding of patterns in a similar way that we understand differential equation and the problem of time evolution. So you remember this exciting story about chaos to 20 or 30 years ago, where people were discovering scenario to chaos, strange attractor, and very very clearly, without the mathematical understanding provided by Poincaré theory, I mean, this field could have been just a zoology. Because looking at a strange attractor like this and like that, then thanks to the mathematician, I mean, there is a very simple way to characterize and geometrically, because patterns in time. The problem right now for pattern in space, there is no such a theory, and it's just absent. And I am old-fashioned, and I've decided to spend my life in this direction. And this is we have written some paper, and we have made some progress. And of course, you will see that if you consider one-dimensional pattern when they are statics, then of course you can use the dynamical system theory. They have some restriction because you have symmetry of space, which are not the symmetry of time. But we can describe. So this talk in within this very big program to understand patterns in what are the robustness, what are the bifurcation of patterns, but in a geometrical way, not just looking at one equation. So in principle, I am going to write one equation, but in principle, if I have succeed to do something in this field, I should be able to speak without writing one equation. I don't need to write one equation. When you speak about periodic solution in time or chaos, you don't need to write equation. You need to draw phase portrait. You need to characterize geometrically what is going on. Okay? So I'm going to write some equations. So let's start with this provocative. I decided to do something for Jean-Pierre. I was very impressed by everything he said yesterday. So this is no selected equation. I'm sorry. I'm going to select one equation, and I will tell you what equation it is. It's an equation that we all know in this field, very close to our friend Pierre, it's Swift modification, Swift-Hahnberg. But at the time, we don't need to know what it's about. So I prepare one initial condition. So I will look in two dimensions that exists, and I prepare one initial condition that I call it art. Now, this is a little bit annoying to have all this thing here. Okay, so let it run. Okay, now, so what it is? So this is a solution of a PDE. So it's just white, it's just homogeneous. So I have a real number at each point of this. I think if you want to be more concrete, I have 256 by 256 grid points. Huh? It's beautiful, yeah. You know, I mean, it's like concrete art, you know.
there are pictures at the Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah. The question is about information. The question is about storage of information of pattern. The question is about, if you think about arts, I mean, what I hate about sometimes art and science, that people think that just producing picture of a PDE or fractal, this is art. And this means you have no freedom for the artist. What we have seen yesterday, it was fantastic, because when the artist takes 90% and the mathematics are here, are just there used as a tool. So here I have a PDE, and the PDE is something incredible. I mean, the PDE, when I code the color, and I have one variable U. U. U is a number. So this number depends on space, U of 1, U of 2, U of X. Of course, X is on a grid, but I mean, in what I'm going to speak about is a continuous limit, so I'm going to assume that this is continuous. U is a number, so at each point you can put a number, and an artist would like to draw something of this. But then if you let the dynamics evolve, the dynamics evolve according to the law of the deterministic system I'm going to describe. And one of the questions I would like to know is, can I, for example, write something? So let's do this. Can I write something on this pattern? Right now the simulation is not...
So you're running a simulation, right?
No, not running. Let me... Run means this.
That's not running.
It's not running. I'm going to write something. I would like to say you something, and I claim that. My talk will be about this. Whatever you write, there are parameter space in this PDE where it will be close as you want of one of the real solution of the PDE, and this is related to information. So let me write something simple because I don't want to. So I take a little bit of black, okay, and then I start to write. I'm sorry, I need a pen, of course. So I take my pen, you see, and then I write. So let me write something simple. Okay, so let me write I. So you understand why I'm doing this not in a very continuous way. I write something very not very nice, but okay, hi. And I write something. So now this is the initial condition of some PDE. So I can write this PDE like this. DTU is equal to some function of U and grad square like this, and they have a lot of symmetry. I mean, the thing is isotropic. I mean, I have isotropic operator. I have the translational invariance in all directions. Of course, I have boundary condition, but here the boundary conditions are just periodic. Okay, and then start the simulation. So, start the simulation. Oh, something is wrong here. I'm sorry. Something is wrong. I'm sorry, I have to do it again. Something is wrong, yeah. Let's do it again. Because I have not used okay, let's do it quickly. So perhaps now I will not write I because it will take time. Let's do something like this. Okay, I have missed something, but I still have, so what is it? Yeah, you don't like it. Okay, so let's take some black and add the thing you need to construct the pattern. Okay. Now I claim that this. I mean, I have to, but this again you can erase. It's not a very big problem. You can erase one. Oops. I claim that this is now, if you wait a little bit, this is the solution of the PDE. Whatever you write for this parameter space will be a solution of the PDE. And the PDE is a real PDE. I mean, there is a gradient square. I mean, there are diffusion.
No interactions between the
parts. What?
No
interactions between the parts. I'm solving a PDE. I'm not saying that at each point now there is some iteration in time and there is grad. And this.
Are you saying that but it's not running now?
Yeah, yes, it's running. No, and then of course. Yeah, of course, this has to be do with some range of parameter, and all my talk is going to explain you why this occurs for some range of parameter.
Well, I see. So you're saying that it's now stopped evolving.
Yes, look at this. Let me add some noise, okay? So I have now I take this PDE and I add f of x of r and t random. I just add random noise, and of course if you add random noise, let's say you add one, so you see almost nothing. Let's increase the noise, 3. You don't see anything yet, but at some point, of course, you will see the noise. Perhaps now you can see it. You see? Now you see the noise already a little bit? Not much. Okay, because the variable u is of order 1, and I have 5%. So I don't see much. I see it on the screen here. I don't see it here because there is a color. Let's add. Let's go further. 7. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's noise.
Where am I supposed to see it?
I mean.
Not particularly.
And you see now. I mean, this is a test of robustness of this solution. Let me explain this. I mean, I'm going to have a complete mathematical proof of the existence of this. I mean,
right.
So of course you understand that when you increase too much the noise, at some point you are going to destroy information. I mean, you write something and you will get something else out of the. I mean, and here it's 10%. You see, it's not because I told you u is order 1, so 10% is not bad. This resists to 10% of the noise. Okay, but you see, you can see that of course there are interactions between these objects, so they move like this. But okay, now let me show you two other kind of thing. Now, of course, this has to do with the parameter range, of course. Let's change. So I will tell you a little bit more about the equation. So there is a parameter. You want to know the equation now or not?
Yes.
Okay. I know that you like equation. But you know, what I'm showing here, I can change the equation as I want. This do not rely at all on the equation. So if you like, I write the equation. Okay. I just need this, yes, and the light. So DTU. So it's going to be the favorite Swift-Orenberg equation, except that I make a little change. So I have something like mu u. So when I call it eta, okay, mu u minus u cube. So this is I have a u minus u symmetry, and then I break it by a eta constant. So eta is going to be very important because you understand very clearly that if you want to store information, you need to have bistability, or more than that, you need to have states in 1, 0 and 1. So here I've just add this bistable possibility of the Swift-Orenberg equation. Then I have so I put a minus, so it's a plus mu grad square of u, so I have anti-diffusion, but of course I have grad 4 of u. I'm going to, I mean, all the simulations I'm going to show are related to this, but the theory of course is not related to this, it's much more general. And I am going to show some very funny thing in 2D, but very soon I will go to 1D, and since I'm looking at time-independent solution, I will have OD in four-dimension space. And I will try to relate what I see to the chaos of, you understand what I mean? And I am just claiming that if I can store information, this is because I have a specially chaotic solution. And I'm going to make the demonstration and to compute the entropy of the pattern in 1D. So again, I repeat. No, look, if I suppress time, and if I have in one dimension, so this is just derivative, since I have a fourth order derivative, the phase space is four-dimensional. But I have a symmetry, which is a reversible symmetry, and I have a conserved quantity in this case because it's a gradient system, so I have some Hamiltonian, and then I will be able to describe all the phase portrait and explain what... if I change this eta parameter, okay? I think we can see that, okay? We don't need to... A little bit, because... perhaps something like 5 minutes more of simulation, because... So now you see, if I move this parameter... I think we can see that, no? We don't need to... it's for you, because otherwise you are going to move... So I'm going to change this parameter. Let's say I move it in this direction. I don't know what I did. I move it again. So you see what happens or not? Some point, something? Yeah, so at some point the thing disappears. But now let's start again once the thing in a very simple. I have to change the color because if I. So I have this. I have tried. The system resists. But I have other situation where I go on this side, and I get the growth of crystal. So, this could be a title of this talk. I am interested to unfold the Maxwell point between a homogeneous state and the cellular pattern. I have homogeneous state and the cellular pattern. And I claim that in the unfolding, there will be a very interesting mathematical structure which allow me to code information on the pattern. Okay, so let's what is more nicer if you think in term if you want to have a kind of application of this is to start with a decomposable pattern. Okay, now this is running. I have a two-dimensional hexagonal pattern, but for this parameter space, the interesting thing again is that I can. I need to take the pen again, and if I do something like this and something like this, it's running now. You see, this is running. Well, here, it's the difference between before. I run the simulation. The simulation is running, and you see, I keep some information about what I did. But again, if I change, for example, I show you some other cell destruction. Some other parameter, and I run it. So here, I prepare already this cell condition. I have one dot missing, two dot missing, three dot missing, four, and some triangular. And you will see what happens. You will see what happens. I don't know if you will see that, but. I've changed the parameter. I am not in the so-called decomposable domain because we have the idea of a pattern which can be for some parameter decomposed into elementary piece, which is very important if you want to code information. But you see what happens? This one increases, but this one stays the same. So there is a very rich, interesting mathematical structure behind this. So let's go now in one dimension. You have seen the idea. In one dimension, it's much more easy to understand. And then when you have, when we have finished with the computer, except at the end, if we want to see some analogy with a simple mechanical problem. So let's go in one dimension. Spectral. Again. So now it's simpler because state. So what kind of state I can take? Let's take the Maxwell, Ramsey. Three, not one. I don't know what to do, yes. Normal pattern, yeah. Okay, run. Okay, again, I have this problem, but run now. Okay, so this is a typical pattern close to a bifurcation. You have a pattern. This is running. I am trying here to play with the pattern. And you see the pattern. I mean, what you can, if you have a pattern close to a bifurcation, the only thing you can do, you can change the wavelength a little bit because you have a bound of wave vector, but you have no much freedom. Okay. So if you try to do something like this, you see, I am solving in real time. You see that there is phase diffusion.
This is space-time below.
Yes, below you have space-time, and you see the pattern. So I'm still now I shift from the previous equation to this one.
Oh, yeah. Eta is still there?
Yes. Okay, I have this equation. I have the same equation. Yeah. Why do you, yes, I have eta, yes. Eta. Noise is zero, but noise, yes, you can have noise. These are very robust patterns. Yeah, you know, they are robust. Now, let's change the parameter. So I have you see that I have a 2D, I mean, if you want to see the parameter space, I don't want to spend too much time with this, but I mean, the parameter space, basically, let's take the loop. The parameter space is something like this. And this is just for the expert. I mean, on this line, it's the Swift-Hohenberg equation. And here I have the first instability, the pattern-forming instability. And here I have the zero wavelength secondary instability. Now, when I add eta, this is eta parameter, the Turing or the pattern-forming instability occur on something like this. But there is a nice line, I mean, there is a nice point. If you are on this side, the Turing instability is second order, you get a nice modulation. But on this side, here, it's first order. So there is a tricky point. But if you want to have bistability, of course, you need to have some point, some inverted bifurcation. But I will work mainly, except at the end of the talk, if I have time, because I could make some analytical calculation close to the. Close to this point. Close to this point, you can reduce to some amplitude equation. But of course, in the amplitude equation, we are going to lose this, because of the symmetry of the amplitude equation, but you can do some analysis using oscillatory integrals and things like that to make what I am going to say in the first thing quite calculable. So now you have seen that I can raise this, and here you can play exactly the same. So I prepare some initial condition. For example, let's go to what I call maximum entropy pattern. For the maximum entropy pattern, I claim that I can do everything. I suppress one, I suppress a second one here, I can do this. See, same equation, change the parameter, and then you can do with the pattern what you want. There is no, I mean, the pattern lets you do what you want. So this is a place where you can code information. And this, of course, this business has to do with the old problem in IBM in the 70s, perhaps a little bit before. They were trying to use optical memory to code information. And basically, if you write the equation, I mean, they are not far from this. Because this is more or less a magnetic system with some imbalance. And because they were working in very thin layer, you have this demagnetization process, you give a negative, so you get in this garnet material exactly this kind of terms. You have a pattern formation, and you have bistability because you can play with external magnetic field. In this case, eta is just the external magnetic field, nothing else. And they have this pattern. Now people seem to be also interested to reproduce this kind of business in optics, where they take a very long array of laser, I mean semiconductor laser, they inject a signal, and in that case, eta is just the injection, the amplitude of the injected electric field. And they have very promising results in the sense that they are able to light on part of the laser. You have a laser like this, and this up to now is mainly one-dimensional. You have a laser like this. It's injected homogeneously with another laser, and they are able to have a spot of lasing and another spot of lasing. So I mean, they are exactly in this situation where they can light on spot or not. Which you see, it's not so easy because you need to be in some parameter range close to the Maxwell point, which is just something which say that in some sense the two phases are at the same free energy, because in this model, of course, you have free energy. But as you will see, and this is known at least since 86, by Yves Pommeau did something on this, when you look at the transition from homogeneous to cellular, the Maxwell point expands. It's not just a point, it's a domain. So what we have done in addition to this was to study the structure, and then in the middle there is this very, very beautiful way. So here you have the feeling that you can do everything, but it's not so so obvious, because I change one parameter. I've just changed this eta parameter. I never play with the other parameter. I just change eta, which is just the bistability between the two states. And here, the pattern. Oh, something wrong here? No? The pattern. Oh, I have to run it here. The pattern looks the same, but what I can do? I cannot suppress one anymore. I have to suppress two. Okay, one is not allowed, but two is allowed. But as soon as I have put two on this pattern, and you will see why very clearly physically, if I try to do two other, they don't want. And even if they are far, and you understand that, because this thing change the wavelength of the pattern. I mean, when I put this, the wavelength of the pattern change, and then I cannot do this. So it looks like a very complicated story, but you will see, but when you analyze the Poincaré map of this, everything is clear, and it's exactly in the spirit of a dynamical system. I mean, you can understand it. It's periodic. I've chosen not too much thing to see, but I mean, you can have 1,000 wavelengths. I mean, the periodic boundary conditions do not change much.
No matter how long the system is.
Yeah. What?
No, and okay,
so, and for, just before I start the analysis, let me show you some other funny thing. I run it. So you see, you have two bumps here. Now let's try to do another one here. This, they don't want. So here it's a gregaire. It's the, comment dit gregaire? I mean, these two guys, like, in order to survive, they have to be two. Just one cannot survive. And if I try to suppress one of these two, the others. Okay, so you have all this complicated story, and then, of course, you see that there will be sequence of bifurcation, and from this viewpoint, this looks like zoology. But the main point of this talk is to show that there is no zoology. I think it's a good example to see how much we need mathematics to understand this, because otherwise could have destroyed the Amazon forest by saying two in this parameter don't accept three at this distance, you know. So here I think I say three, but not two, okay? So this running, so I, of course one is not possible, so I take this, and these two, they don't like. So I have all possibility. I mean, can I have, okay, now I want, this is, so maximum entropy, and then of course, yes, I have sequences. Like, so in this case, for example, now it's, so you see, you can store information on homogeneous state, or you can store information on the cellular pattern state. They are dual. You will see they are dual, and it's very clear from the dynamical system viewpoint. And storing on the cellular pattern is much more interesting, because you have already a grid. You know, you don't need your spots. You know where to remove it. While when you are flat. Of course, when you are flat, because this object have a small range interaction, you can put them a little bit where you want, and it's not very what you, it's not a good effect. You see what I mean? Here, I can suppress these two here, But I mean, I have a grid, I have a natural grid. While if I start with, and this is something that one understands very well, if I start with something like this, okay, not this one, let me change a little bit the parameter. Oh, okay, no, too much. No, it's okay, yeah. Okay, so here what I'm saying is the dual problem, I mean, storing information with bumps, there is something a little bit, numerically, there is a real problem because these objects are short range. They have this oscillatory tail. So if I put another object very far away, it will stay there. But this do not mean that I have chaos in the system. Just mean that because of the numerics, there is no interaction between these objects. It's like walls in a TODA model, or you have walls. Anything which just gives you the appearance of chaos, but it's not there. But for periodic pattern, I don't have this problem. For periodic pattern, I have something very nice. When I change something locally, this will select a wave number, and the wave number will be selected all over the place. So I have a very long range interaction because of this. So this is okay. I have finished. Now I have to do the analysis. Okay. I mean, at the end, stay here. I just want to show you something. The last thing I want to show is I forget this robust font. Where are these things? No, not this. Homogeneous Maxwell? No. strange. I found something funny. No, I just need to have robust font. Homogeneous to homogeneous Maxwell. Okay. Now, if I put new has to be negative to have this, because when new is negative, of course, you have the Swift-Weinberg, you have a pattern forming. If new is very positive, is large under unity, then you can suppress this term and you have the usual bistability between two homogeneous phases, plus and minus. Fisher. You have the Fisher equation. If you take new, let's say two or three, then you can suppress this, so it's diffusion, and now you have a pattern, you have bistability, and this is, okay, so again, there's this stupid mistake here. Now, you see here, eta is zero. Eta is zero, which means that I have the U minus U symmetry, so it's like IZ model, and of course I can have domain of plus, domain of minus, and if the thing is infinite, they don't move. It's not clear when it's finite because they are in interaction with the other wall. And here you have this problem of the fact that if you don't put this at the center, the other wall can destabilize. But because of the numerics, because the interaction again is a small range interaction, you keep that. Again, you have the feeling here that you can do almost what you want. Okay. You have the feeling that you can draw something and just say that this do not exist on the PDE. On the PDE, this solution do not exist. Okay, and I am going to explain that. So the only solution which exists on the PDE is one wall separating two domains, infinite domain. Okay.
So these exist by virtue of discretization.
Yes, this exists either on the numerics or in physics, because you always have perturbation, like in a crystal. If this is a magnetic system, then of course this wall will be pinned. This is a pinning. This chaos, this chaotic thing that I get on this equation when nu is large, is not what I want to speak about. Okay, there is no, and you will see very clearly in the analysis. So now then of course this wall are not robust. See, it's running here. Of course I can add noise. If I add noise, the thing moves and I get Brownian motion of the interface, diffusive motion of the interface. But if I change this and I add a very small number, the front move. As soon as I change, I put a magnetic field, if there is no pinning, the front do not exist. This front do not exist, okay? Okay, now the situation is completely different if I look to the Maxwell point, because this was a Maxwell point, homogeneous to homogeneous. And there is a very simple theorem for dynamical system that you cannot, and you will see why, you cannot have robust interface between homogeneous and homogeneous state. As soon you change the parameter, the front will move unless you have pinning effect. And pinning gives rise to chaos, it's clear. Kind of complicated thing, but this is not the thing I want to describe. So, so here it's still bistable, okay? Because I can induce the states below. I mean, so you see the bistability. But here, in order to, if I want to go now from down to up, I have to do something. Up. I have to nucleate something, and there is a nucleation bubble. You will see that on the equation very very soon. And this nucleation bubble, so this time you have this localized object, but they are unstable. They will get stabilized by this time. So now the thing I want to discuss with you is this transition, run. So now you see I have a front between now this is 1024 points. So if I make some enlargement here, you will see that I have a nice precision. They look very steepy, but let's do something. You see, this is what I'm solving. I'm not saying that there is a pinning. They look so steep that you can think that there is a numerical problem, but there is no numerical problem. You have this. Stop this again. 10, 23. What should you see? Oh, what is it? 10. Huh? Show all points. I want to show all points. 10, 23. Okay. And run. And then this time, when you change. Oh, I'm sorry. I did exactly the wrong thing. This time, I run it. When you change the parameter, you see that you get something changing. You see, when you change the parameter, the front is still there. But now, it's an old story. It's wavelength selection. We are perhaps now back to Santa Barbara, IT2? No, 82. Yes, so now this front, when you change the parameter, it's going to select a wave number. And this is why these fronts are robust. They are robust because when you change parameter, you are going to connect different wave numbers. For homogeneous to homogeneous thing, you don't have this thing. So you lose the robustness. So from a physical point of view, you know everything. Now you want to have a more detail of what is going on, because otherwise you are going to play I have one, two, but not three, and you want to make some order in this business. But the physics is so simple. I mean, this thing select a wave number. So when you change the parameter, the selected wave number will change, but the front will stay there. The front as a front between homogeneous and cellular pattern. And this is basically the robustness of this pattern.
Why doesn't the front move?
The front move? No.
No. No. Why is it a stationary?
It's a stationary front.
Why? That's understood?
I start with a stationary front. I mean, in this equation, as you know, there is a free energy, so you go to stationary. And here I am working at near the Maxwell point, where on one side, I mean, it means that I don't want to do it too much, but I can suppress the pattern completely, or I can, I have a lot of difficulty now to do it, cellular, okay, run. I mean, it's a situation in which I have both stationary patterns, selected cellular pattern, and homogeneous. And I am close to a point where they have the same free energy. And I'm going to show that that this is not a point as homogeneous to homogeneous, but this expands and there is some unfolding, and inside this unfolding, basically, at the end of the talk, if we have time, and this comes very clear from the analytical description. If I plot, I have two parameters, nu and mu. So mu is, if you so let I'm sorry, call epsilon. If I go close to a bifurcation, then the new max point, and then what I expect to have time to show you that the, you. No, it's not mu, because now I am speaking about the thing. I have the mu eta. There is this funny thing here, and here there is a point where I have a subcritical, and this close to this point you can do some analysis and you get some eta. And when you come close to, so epsilon is the distance to this three critical point, and of course at the three critical point there is no such a thing, but you get some expansion, and inside of this there will be a very interesting mathematical structure, which is just related to chaotic to Poincaré chaos, and this is also something to do with the Kepler law, because you cannot. Okay, let's. And this has to do with the next talk. There is something related to the next talk on Hooke and Newton. Okay, so now I think you have seen everything. We have now it's very simple to make the analysis. And I would like to use this blackboard because. Okay, thank you. Alors, là, il y a un problème de commutativité. Just need to see the equation. Not yet. I don't know what you do that. How do you do that? This?
No.
No. Oh. Okay. It's perfect. So let's first start with the question of I take nu large, so the equation right now dtu is equal to mu u minus u cube plus eta plus nu d square to d x square u. So Fischer equation. Then
nu large.
I take nu large to get just the Fischer thing. Now, of course, this equation has this one there is as a Lyapunov functional like this. You don't need that for the all the theory, but here you will see this simplifies a lot the analysis, because this reduces the problem a lot, because it gives you some integral. So, I am interested by stationary solution. So now this, if you let me put this equal to 1, because I don't need to have nu, it's just... So now I write this, so it's a trivial thing that you all know, but I do it because it's just, when you add the new term, it's just a generalization of this. Of course in four dimension, so I have minus u cube plus eta is equal to naught. So I want to study this differential equation, and this differential equation, it's just a second order differential equation like this. And then I have to plot W. So when eta is equal to naught, so I do it at the center. So W, when eta is equal to naught, so W is what? It's something like this. When eta is equal to naught, W is this. So if I don't, now I like to plot down the phase portrait of this equation, and of course I have three these are hyperbolic solution. I have the wall, this is the wall, so this is something like this, so u as a function of x, and this is the other wall, which is this one. Okay. And inside I have and these are the homogeneous phase, H minus and H plus, or I call it HA and HB, There are two homogeneous phase, and there are hyperbolic points in for this dynamical system. And hyperbolicity is very important because this is related to stability in time or reachability in space. If you want reachability, I don't know if it's an English word. The fact that you can reach. It's if you take, for example, a long box, and you have, let's say, the same boundary condition, and if you want inside of the box to get a pattern, it means that you can approach the pattern from positive x and for negative x, and this is hyperbolicity. If you have elliptic solution, you cannot approach elliptic solution, and this is something that it's related to stability. This we did that, but I don't want to. So. Okay, now this dynamical system has a nice property. It's a two-dimensional dynamical system, and there is something very important that I'm going to use heavily in the following. It has the x minus x symmetry, and this is very important. So patterns in one dimension, patterns which come because in the cell where there is no flow or no inclination, so you have x minus x symmetry, so you can use all the theory of reversible dynamical system. Each theorem of the theory of reversible dynamical system will give you some interesting thing on real pattern. Okay, this is something that in particular, there is something very important in this theory of reversibility. There is one manifold here, which is just in that case ux is equal to naught, which is so-called reversible manifold, and all the phase portrait is thing to the pendulum equation is invariant by respect to the reflection. You reflect and you change, you take this point, you go here, and you change x in minus x. So it's a reversibility symmetry. All reversible systems have the property that the phase space is symmetric by respect to this. This is going to be very important, and immediately I'm going to use it because if you change a parameter, let's say eta, then this change like this. On one side, and of course on the other side, it will change like this. So it means that here eta is positive, and here eta is negative. And then, of course, you destroy, as soon as you change a little bit, you put this eta, you destroy the heteroclinic connection. So heteric connection is not a robust object, it's a bifurcation. Because what's left is something like this. You still get these two homoclinic thing. This one is the fundamental, the more stable state, This one is still stable for some range of parameter before the spinodal point where these two disappear, but this one is metastable. And you see exactly the bubble, which was the thing that I tried to do numerically. And there is a bubble. If you overcome this bubble, you end up to this point, and then you expand two fronts. So this is now the interesting thing. It's very important for the rest of the talk. So I mean, you think that I go very slow on this, but I mean I need it for the rest. It will be very, very, very simple. The rest will be very simple if I spend some time on this simple thing. So now this is a localized state. Now if I plot it, it's something like this. It is unstable. It's a localized unstable state. So if I do this, I have now in time. If I do this. I have this. I am showing u of x. Yeah, I'm just trying to plot the evolution because I don't see the evolution in this. This is just the solution, the static solution. There is no chaos, of course. You see why I say that when numerically I did this kind of thing, and I say you can do what you can get whatever you want. This is not possible because here the only thing is this, and all other solutions are periodic. So what you see on the computer. Is a nonsense for the PDE, but it has some meaning for the physics because the periodic structure induced by the numerics could be compared to the pinning of the wall because of some microscopic periodicity. So now the question is the following. On the dynamical system, what I see is the following. I see a bifurcation from homo clinic to hetero clinic, and here, if I go here, I have again the homo clinic on the other side. So now the homo clinic is here. So I have this. So this is a bifurcation. In reversible system, and this is very important, homoclinic trajectory or homoclinic orbits are robust. You remember? It's not the case for a typical dissipative dynamical system. For a dynamical system, homoclinic solution is not robust. It's a bifurcation by itself. But here it's robust, and why it's robust? Because of this symmetry. And the argument is the argument I'm going to use heavily is the following. If I want to leave from this manifold and I want to come back to this manifold, so this looks like a condition. But as soon as I prove that I cross here, and this is not a condition, then by the symmetry of this. This is a very important argument. So homoclinic, again I repeat the argument because I'm going to use it in four dimensions, so it's a little bit more complicated. So for a dissipative system, usually when you leave the unstable manifold of, let's say, the point A, you either you enter inside or you change a parameter. And you can go. You can have the opposite situation. And to be just like this, it's a condition. You have to tune the parameter. For reversible system, there is this marvelous property, and we all know that in a reversible system, in mechanics, and when you have this homoclinic, or if you have a pendulum, these are the rotating trajectory of infinite period. These are robust, and the robustness of this. The robustness of this just comes from the fact that now, if you want to get this, you just need to show that there is some intersection between your manifold and the reversible manifold. The reversible manifold defined by the manifold which is invariant by respect to reversibility. Because by the reversibility argument, if you have this, then you know that you have this. So you get robustness of this. So this. This is, now I have everything to do the rest. I have everything, perhaps I can get this here. Oh, 5 minutes. It's a challenging thing to try to do it 5 minutes. What?
You can have five more.
I think five is enough. No, it's not enough, but in particular, I will not be able to do the weekly okay. Now, the situation is like this. So now the question is DTU is equal. I mean, again, I'm looking for stationary solution, and I have UX66 plus or minus. Now I have a problem with this. Now UX6 plus mu U minus U cube. Plus eta is equal to naught. Probably this. Yes, because yes. No. No. I have minus, so it's probably minus here. Plus, I don't know.
Nu is still positive. You change the sign, and
nu
is still positive.
Nu is positive. No, nu positive. So I cannot get rid of this. So let's do, if nu was negative, I get rid of this, I plus. So there is something which is not, so what I did? So the equation is,
that's right.
But you know, I will never use this equation. I will never use, okay, so I have this equation. So this equation now is Hamiltonian system. It is a Hamiltonian system. I can write it like this, but then F is a Lagrangian, and then it's Hamiltonian system. So I have the conserve H, the energy is conserved. So I have a four-dimensional dynamical system. Now I can ask the question, of the Maxwell point between homogeneous and cellular pattern. So in 4D it will look like this. I have here a cycle, and I have some homogeneous point, and in the middle, of course, I have the, I mean, it's a four-dimensional thing. So you see nothing in four dimension. So let's do the classical analysis. You do Poincaré map. So you go from four to, first reduce the energy. So you have three. You do a Poincaré map. You get two. So now, in principle, I can draw everything. I can just draw everything. So I'm going to draw. I mean, I have the same picture. Let's zoom. I call it P for pattern. I have this. So now it's no more a solution. It's iteration. Okay, so you have a Lyapunov exponent here, or eigenvalue, which is going to play an important role. I have the same here, by reversibility. If I enter this, and for example, okay, now this. I have a reversible manifold, which is just in the middle, and I can choose the Poincaré section, I don't have time to explain, such that the point belongs to the points is reversible. Of course, u is equal to constant is reversible because I can change u in minus u. So this is a stable manifold of this is a stable manifold of the pattern. This is an unstable manifold of the pattern. Of course, the pattern depends on the wavelength. When I change parameter, I mean, this thing will not be the same. I have picture in 3D. You have to see that in 3D. But here I can really do the projection. And here I have the unstable manifold of A, the homogeneous pattern HA. And then, of course, I'm going to ask the same thing. I am going to look for solution which leave the homogeneous state. I mean, I'm going to look for heteroclinic trajectory. Okay. Now, since they are manifold, what is going to happen is this thing. Let's do before I am. You all know the picture. Now it's a Poincaré section. I have no reason to. If you don't have a second invariant. I have enough degree of freedom to have the complexity. Because again, it's a 2 degree of freedom, and I have the energy conserve. Basically, if I had time, I will show you that when you go close to the tricky little point, you get, in addition, angular momentum conserve because of the symmetry of the amplitude equation. And then it's integrable. But as soon as you go away from the tricky little point, you lose integrability. And then you will get chaos, and we can show it explicitly using Melnikov thing. So now it's going to be very simple because I have this here, like this. So I have no intersection. So it means I draw the following thing. I have the eta parameter. The eta parameter. On this side, I get no intersection. And on this side, I will get no intersection. So I am here. So now when I get intersection, the way that I get intersection is by tangency. So it's a tangent bifurcation. So it's a saddle node bifurcation. The front, so here at this point, the situation is like this. Of course, I'm going to claim that on the here, the situation is like this. I lose the intersection. Here I get the intersection and I enter into the robust transversal. From here to here, I have stable, robust intersection. And in the middle here, I have something like this. Okay, so this is this complicated thing. Okay, now. Now, so this is very clear that then it's very clear that robustness comes from the fact that I have enough dimension and I have this degree of freedom due to the wavelengths, because this is exactly what I need. If I don't have the degree of freedom due to the wavelength, then it means that I have a second conserved quantity, and this is, for example, the case near the critical point. Now, I have to get some information. I would like to get some information on this, or on this, or on this. Because these objects are homoclinic solutions. Here they are homoclinic solutions to the homogeneous state, and here they are homoclinic solutions to the periodic pattern. The periodic pattern, you are doing this, and then you miss one loop, and then you continue. Okay. So from this picture, you see now the main. I'm going to do it a little bit more carefully, and I think. The main structure comes from this. Because of the wiggling, yeah. Because of the wiggling, you see that this manifold, the unstable manifold of A, at some point, is going to cross here. This line. It will do that. From the wiggling is induced by the heteroclinic trajectory. But from the wiggling, I cannot avoid to have this. If I have this, I am exactly in this situation. I have cut this, so it means that on the other side, here I have a problem. I should be able to do it. As soon as I get some intersection, I get this. And now this is one of these solutions. Now, you have a lot of this solution, one with one bump, because basically, when you come here, you don't go close to P. But for the second one, yeah, you go closer to P, just one turn. So if this one is something like this, this one is something like this, two, double. You see already that they appear by pair, they appear by tangent bifurcation, which is very important. Because one will be stable and the other one will be unstable. That is to say, now, when you have this, there is a separation. So this state is stable and this state is stable because in the middle, there is one bump like this unstable and they appear by pair. So here on this picture, what you see is the appearance of, you see the appearance of one bump, two bump, three bump solution. I'm not going to do the dual analysis. The dual analysis will be now when I look for... Here I was looking for the connection between this and this. I could look for the connection between the pattern and the limit cycle, which is... I am on one side and I am the other. I'm just now give you the final results from this analysis.
When you say stable and unstable...
In time. In the PDE.
In the PDE.
Yeah.
You can tell something about the stability of the PDE from this analysis?
Yeah, yes. In the case, this is restricted in the case where I have a Lyapunov function. Because I have a zero eigenvalue, one is going to be positive. I can do some analysis, very, very simple analysis.
That's not general.
This is not general. But I mean, it works in general. I mean, when they appear, what can go against it is that if this appear and close to this, there will be a Hopf bifurcation of whatever. I mean, when they appear, it's a zero, it's a tangent bifurcation, and there is no reason for why you will get instability unless you have time dependent. So the Lyapunov functional give you a lot of restriction. But okay, now the picture is like this. And at this point, I can say that I finished. Now, if you want to have more detailed analytic, is the following. So I have to draw what it is here on this side. On this side, this is a patterning side, which means that this will move this way. By moving, I just mean that if I have, and this point is a saddle knot bifurcation for this solution. So if I go on this side, this solution will do this. I should do the numerics, but in time, you have, I mean, if you are very close to this, you are this, this do not move, and then you bloop, you get something like this. Then bloop, you get something like this. I mean, you get a motion which is not a motion of the front. It's the front just grow like a crystal. I mean, there is a nucleation of one bubble and the second. And this is very intermittent because when you are very close, you have a time scale. It can take very long to do this motion. Okay. And this can be this. If you want to understand this analytically, this is where you need to go too close to a point where you can write some equation. In particular, if you do that, you discover that the motion of this front is not. There is a nice analogy. You take a cylinder on an inclined plane. As soon you change the inclination, the cylinder moves. But now, if you change the center of mass, if you put the center of mass off the center of this, then you change and you get equilibrium. And then at some point, bloop. Okay. I am not drawing this picture because this picture, I think Pomo has in mind this picture. This picture means that it's intrinsic, while here it's extra. I mean, it's okay. This is a. But I mean, I think Eve has this intuition when he did this work in 86. So that, on this side, so again, this point is just the place where you are losing the thing, and this place is a place where you are you get the first intersection.
Now, this is the pseudo dynamic you're talking here. It's not the T dynamic.
No,
it's dynamics of your dynamical system.
No. Here, when I make this analogy, I was speaking about time. Here is T. Not X. In X, I just see in X that this solution will become unstable by sudden load bifurcation. And the mode of instability is located here. That is, I will go now in time by just bloop, nucleating thing. And this is, and if you want to understand this and to have a model, then you need to do some analytic calculation. You cannot, from this analysis, you cannot. From this analysis, what you can see is that as soon you get the first something like this, then you are back exactly in the same situation. So you can imagine that you will get iteration of this. And the saddle knot just help you to advance of one cell. It's just the growth of one cell. Okay, now, the following thing is the following. Now I can ask, when the first bubble appear and when the first bubble disappear. You see that here already now this on this side, it means that the pattern let's do it the same solution. On this side the pattern disappear, on this side the pattern appear. By the same bifurcation, same mechanism, they are both tangent bifurcation. But here you see that you have already intersection before this bifurcation. So if I call it one, the place where the first bump appear, then if I look where it disappear, I will get, I mean this is a little bit complicated, I have a transparency for this, you'll get the disappearance of one here. So it's one appearance and one disappearance minus. So in between these two parameter domain, the one bump is there and stable. Now you can ask for the two bump. Okay, the two bump, two plus, and you get something like this. I'm sorry, this accumulates to this point. The accumulation point are the two P minus, P plus, pinning minus and P plus. So you have two. Two plus minus disappearance. Now, I mean, you see, you have two, and then you get some something like this. So they appear, disappear. You can ask the same problem for the all, and for the all. Now, the analysis is a dual analysis, and it's related to this same thing, except that should need to have color. You get something like this. Something like this, And here is something like this again. And this, there is a geometrical series, and the ratio of this geometrical series is nothing else than the lambda. You should not call lambda, but Lyapunov gamma. I mean, this point go to this one with a gamma, and this gamma is exactly the geometric ratio of this. You can see that from the, in the middle. There is a place where we call it D. This is a place where you can do whatever with your pattern. You can do holes, you can do bumps, and I finish at this point in 1D. So this explains all the very funny thing. I can have two but not three, this and this, can be explained by this analysis. I have to stop here because...
Sorry. Basically, it's because this dynamical system, the X, is chaotic.
Yes.
That there's a lot of information.
Exactly, and you see.
That's the basic.
Exactly.
Point.
Here, basically, on the one side you can define the Shannon entropy, and on the other side it's just the entropy of the dynamical system, and the fact that you can do whatever. There are relations between these two things.
But it's known that the robustness with respect to time of this analysis, isn't it that isn't guaranteed if you don't have a Lyapunov functional in the original?
I missed the question. Is it not guaranteed?
I mean, this kind of analysis of stationary, you could also do it with moving patterns. A particular class of patterns analyzed using ODEs.
Yeah. Yes.
Their stability in the PDE dynamics is not guaranteed.
No.
Unless you have a Lyapunov functional and then you can say...
Yeah, unless you have a Lyapunov functional, but... for this picture, even if you don't have a Lyapunov exponent, if you don't have a Lyapunov functional, then of course the picture cannot reduce in 2D, it has to be in 3D. But you have exactly the same thing in 3D.
For
existence of the bifurcation. Yes. Okay. Now, if you assume that the pattern and the homogeneous solution are stable, I mean, this is a, I mean, if you want to store information, you have to assume the stability.
Yes.
From this, you can conjecture naturally, and you can do numerics in all this system.
You're
and
saying, no, you can't prove it, but if the two are separately
stable,
then the intermediate things will be.
I mean, this is a conjecture because, we test it in, you can write two and four diffusion coupled equation. I mean, the only thing can happen is when you can get, if you are close, let me tell you, if you are close to a place where either the homogeneous or the periodic pattern is going to become oscillatory instable, close. This is enough already to give you some very funny, because it can happen that the two bump is oscillatory before, and then this destroys the analysis. But if you are away from... If you are working in the static domain, then in some sense we have not been able to prove that there is a kind of Lyapunov
like the static pattern.
Yeah, to store you need the static pattern.
Have you thought about storing with oscillatory pattern?
No. I will be tempted to store with the best thing to storage. But you know, I'm not so. I should not say that in front of the camera. I'm not so involved in the application. I'm more interested to understand. But if you want to store, as I told you, it's very good to store on a pattern. But then, if you make a too big periodic, because but then if you make too big a hole in it, then you are flat. So the best thing would be to have a bistable between. Let's say hexagon blue and hexagon green, same wavelength. So you have the symmetry, and there are cases like this. When you look at parametric forcing, you have cases where you have two kind of hexagons. then it would be nice because you just replace one bump by the other. And by the way, I know nothing about the 2D. We are now working with Charles. We are trying to work on the 2D because here what we are using is this transversal property of the homoclinic Poincaré thing. In 2D, I have nothing like this. Okay, and this is now we have a hint. What if you do the analysis that I have not done, that is close to this point, you can get some analytic understanding of what is going on. Because close to this point, you have some amplitude equation, but there is some rest. If you don't suppress the rest gives rise to a self-pinning that you can analyze. That you can reproduce this analysis in 2D very easily, because it's a, and then from this, we would like to see with Charles if one gives some have some idea where the transversality comes from in 2D, because it looks very similar. What you do in 1D, you can have two bumps stable. Of course, now the geometry matters. Three is not the same, of course, to have three like this and three like this. So there will be different parameters. Here we have a very interesting challenge: is to try to put some geometry in the two-dimensional thing. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Now for the artist, you see what I mean? Yes, you have this pattern, so you can draw on it, and depending on the parameter, the system can suppress some of it, move a little bit. So you have a lot of freedom, but there is some underlying, if you usually on pattern, if you try to draw something on the pattern of the PDE, the picture will be destroyed. Of course, you can play with it. You can say, you can take the picture of La Joconde, put on Ghisbolando. But this is right here. The PDE has, there are parameters where the PDE let you do what you, not exactly what you want, but give you a lot of. And information is also probably related to creativity. If you have no degree of freedom as an artist with fractal, for example, then.
Thank you very much.